Hello and welcome to FPL Happy Hour, episode 30 of season 3, and we're live, and we're back, with myself, Sham, otherwise known as FPL Two Guys One Cup on Twitter,
and myself, Rob, otherwise known as FPL Panda.
Rob, it's been too long, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a while. I've missed you, mate.
The first question was, have you missed my face?
When did we meet up? Well, it was like a week before Christmas, wasn't it? A couple of weeks before Christmas. So about a week after we last recorded.
It's been a while. Yeah, we both had like personal and work stuff going on, been busy, and then it was like manic with all the game weeks and the COVID stuff, and we just couldn't fit stuff in. Obviously, Rob's been busy with Champ Man and stuff, so that's why we've taken a bit of a break, but we're back now and we'll be recording. So we're just going to be going for one episode a week going forward for the rest of the season. Some of them might be live, some of them might be pre-recorded, but generally we're going for pre-recorded on a Monday. It'll be out on a Tuesday, but because game week 25 hadn't finished, we thought we'd wait and do this one live for you. So yeah, what else? What else is going on? Champ Man started,
and you're playing. How's your debut season in Champ Man going? So I know you've had a good start, haven't you?
Yeah, I did all right. I wildcarded, I think. I started all right, a free hit, and then a wildcard, and the wildcard absolutely fucked me. Like, I went triple Chelsea defense, and that screwed me over. But yeah, it's all right. It's good fun.
Yeah,
I've been watching the live streams as well.
Yeah, I think that's one of the highlights of the week for a lot of people, because it's just that it's something to do like on a Thursday evening, like instead of sitting there. Although from next week you'll be watching the Ropey League, but
yeah,
it's something to take up your Thursday evening if you've got no interest in the Europa League at all. So yeah, it's good fun. There's still, well, what we had, tomorrow's game week 7, so still 31 game weeks after tomorrow to go. So, yeah, if you haven't signed up, there's still time. We normally do a second half league as well. So halfway through the season, we set up another set of standings. So, you can join in at any time. There's still an opportunity to become a winner of the second half league. And I think in season 1, we had people join at like game week 7 and 8. I think someone finished in the top 20 still, like absolutely smashed it. So yeah, there's plenty of fun to be had. But yeah, it's good to get recording again and talk about FPL whilst it's not so stressful on the back of some green arrows for once. So that's good.
So let me just talk you through. So we've got a couple of people in the chat. We've got FPL Glasto and Stian saying, Stian says, nice to see you back again. Good evening, boys. Right, let me just talk you through what we're going to be talking about tonight. As it's a live stream, slightly different. So we're just going to go through how we did in game week 25. Couple of things to talk about. So in the community, a lot of people talk about triple captain versus bench use. So we'll talk a little bit about that and our thoughts on it. And then a bit about players to target for game week 26. Are certain players worth minus fours? Is it worth bringing in players for minus fours? How many should we bring in? How many doublers? A bit about that. And then questions. So if you've got any questions in the chat, ask away and we'll get them answered. And then we'll just talk through what we're thinking about for game week 26. So just a kind of basic agenda to ease us back into it.
We're not going to go full pelt on on the Opta stats this week, I don't think.
But you still got all the stats. Are these are these up to date, all these stats?
I put up the stats as of game week 16 just for shits and giggles.
Well, look mate, you're still
it's all the stats up to date, and yeah, it's There was a few bits that it were interesting as I was uploading them, like stuff like the overall XG kind of league and Man United sitting third in it. It just shows that these points that they've dropped in the last few weeks have really set them back, because they are performing as to XG, they're performing as a top four side, but what we're seeing on the pitch at the moment isn't quite that, I don't think.
So we've got a couple of questions in the chat already. So we'll cover them at the end,
Yeah.
or when we're talking about game week 26. But so hold on tight, but we'll get to it. Right, let's go through game week 25 then. I guess let's talk about how we are with our current rank, because obviously it's going to be very different. Well, I assume it's going to be very different to where we were when we last recorded 9 or 10 weeks ago.
Who's gonna go first? Shall I go first? Because mine isn't very
Yeah,
different.
go on.
Going back about eight, I think it was about 8 or 9 weeks ago, I wild carded and had a nice healthy like 250k rank rise, to then find my wild card team got hit by COVID and it was just fighting fires up until 2 or 3 weeks ago where I felt a bit more comfortable. So this week was another small green arrow, up to 440k now. At worst, I think Boxing Day, I think those games I was down to like 850k. So it's been a bit of an uphill struggle. But yeah, Varane disappointing that he became ill before the game yesterday, because that's 6 points missed out on, I think, with how the game went. Davies disappointing. TAA doing what TAA does. Bowen doing what Bowen does these days with another double-digit haul. Ramsey, Rafinha, Jota, Dennis. Dennis doing what Dennis does now. Now that I've brought him into my side, he doesn't want to return. And then, yeah, I think the saviors for a lot of people in the game week were Ronaldo and Bruno. Bruno in the 97th minute last night, rewarding those that went against Ronaldo and captained him. I think,
Massive.
I mean, I've seen loads of people say, "Oh, it was lucky," etc., etc. Like, if you look at, if you watch the game or you look at the stats, like everything pointed that Bruno was unlucky to only come away with 24 points in that game week. I mean, there was one chance he should have, like, you'd have banked him putting it away. But then Robert Sanchez made a couple of good saves. There was a couple of balls he put into Ronaldo where Sanchez made other saves, or Ronaldo, he put a header like agonizingly wide as well. Like, the two of them could have both gone absolutely huge this week. So yeah, I think the captains of both of them got what they deserved, but could have probably got more. So those that went against probably should feel themselves the lucky ones rather than the unlucky ones. But yeah, well set up, I think, to move forward now. And
What's
really,
your rank now then? How many points did you get and what's your rank?
44k, 62 points, 440,
44K, 400.
and it's had a zero onto that. 62 points, but then yeah, I've got five chips in hand. That's, and I'm hoping those five chips are worth sort of 350k in rises if I play them correctly and think. And I get the rub of the green, because I think this season, especially the last 10 game weeks, I've just really not got the rub of the green at all. Bringing it, like bringing a
So
player to fight a fire, and then that player then get affected by another round of COVID. And yeah, it was just, hopefully things are settled and I can try and come up with a respectable finish to the season.
your target at the beginning of the season was 10K. If you can't, is it now like what, 100K?
Target's to beat last year. Last year was 75k. So if I can beat last year, I think I'd be, especially knowing that sort of at game week 20 or 18, 19, I was sitting at like 750k. Like, if I can finish 75k or better, then yeah, I'm happy with that. Knowing that,
definitely possible.
Yeah, well, last year I think the two of us were pretty much even at this point in the season.
Yeah,
and I finished, yes, 75, 80k, and you finished 120, 100,
yeah,
100k, yeah. So it's possible. It just needs that, like, use those chips and try and get the most out of them as possible, which hopefully this week can be the start of.
Well, this is a good week for us to record after, after my week. best game week of the season, lowest overall rank of the game week. Game week overall rank. So my game week overall rank was 2,000 this week. I scored 101 points. went from 60k to 20k. So fantastic week.
Where were you sitting in the 95th minute last night?
It wasn't that far. It was like 25k or 30k.
I suppose I checked it.
It was about 26k. It wasn't loads behind.
Yeah.
I was always all night. I was differing between kind of 26 and 30. So I was 32k before last night, and then all last night was between 26 and 30k, and then that obviously propelled me on because I had Dallo and De Gea as well. So Dallo and De Gea with their clean sheet helped me. Dallo was on for two bonus points at one point, so that kind of obviously came off when Bruno scored.
I think, did he get one so bonus point? Did he get a bonus point at all last night?
He didn't get any.
He lost it when Bruno scored, I think.
So yeah, 101 points. Great, great game week score. 20k at the moment. I'm just now, I think what I gained last week, I am going to lose this week because, you know, I used my triple captain already this season on Bowen, although obviously he smashed it for me and I did well. And I used my bench boost, which went horribly wrong. I got 9 points on my bench boost, which in hindsight was a mistake. A lot of people this week are going to be using chips, and I think I'm going to be one of a very few amount of people that are not going to be having a chip. So I'm definitely going to be losing rank. Hopefully, if I stay within the top 40 to 50k, I'll be pleased. I think I've got to take that.
I think you'll be hoping that Salah spends one game on the bench.
Yeah.
And doesn't go crazy in the other game, because it's probably like you couldn't have asked for a more at the beginning of the season. Like if you said to someone, who's your ideal triple captain for the season? It's going to be Mo Salah. What's the ideal fixtures that you'd want to captain him? And one of them would have been Norwich.
And then
with the way that Leeds have been, especially in the last few weeks, they've been terrible. Like you'd take Leeds all day long as the other fixture, and it's going to be scary for yourself, I think.
Well, this is what I was thinking, right? So obviously, everyone's going to be, you know, I would say it's probably 80% of people are going to be doing triple captaincy on Mo Salah. 20% will be using bench boost. I think that's for those that are using a chip, right? So if I captain Salah, so my I think that Salah in my kind of rank, he'll be about 250% effective ownership. That's what I'm guessing, right? So with me captaining him, it's 200%. Am I better off gambling and going on TAA captain?
It's a good point, isn't it? If you're not...
Am I? I don't know. Am I? Like, because TAA is probably going to be about 110, 115.
If you're captaining TAA, wouldn't you be... That'd be more like attacking the game, trying to attack the game week, wouldn't it? Whilst if you captain Salah, and tried to reduce your losses, you're sort of defending the game week, which I think in your position where you're not using a chip, I think you're better off defending the day, game week, and then because you're attacking for you're paying to attack other game weeks down the line. So you know, I don't think I'd be taking that risk on
That's what I
like
wasn't sure.
although TAA could easily come like I think his floor is probably going to be 12 points.
12 points, yeah.
And so then, yeah, does he pick up a couple of assists in that time and maybe a goal, and then your captain TAA looks good. But then, whilst he does that, what's Mo doing at the same time? Because if he outscores him, which you'd have to think is extremely likely, because what would you say is Mo's floor this week?
A goal and assist overall.
And overall, a goal and assist.
Overall,
So
yeah, one goal and one assist in each of the games is a minimum.
yeah. So what's that? 2, 7, 8, 10, 12 for the
I would say
appearance.
his floor is about the same as
12,
TAA's, but his ceiling
somewhere
is
between
obviously much
12 and
higher.
14, probably. Because if he's getting a
Yeah.
goal somewhere, then he's picking up some bonus, isn't he? So yeah, it's somewhere between 12 and 14. So yeah, I think it's a tricky one, but personally, I would just go with the Salah captaincy. Don't try and attack the week.
Okay. Well, let's I think that leads us it's a nice segue to kind of talking about the triple captaincy versus bench boost chip, which a lot of people are talking about. And we thought, where do you think is best to start with this one, Rob? Should we have a look at your team? Because I looked at your team and that the way that it's set up for 26 after this transfers, because obviously you haven't made your transfers yet. So let's talk about what transfers are you looking at making and then work out is this would this be your bench?
This will probably be my bench, which is insane. Although, so like the plan transfers at the moment will be Jota out, Salah in, Varane out, Robertson in for a minus four. And then, I mean, I'm still 50-50 over Bowen or Ramsey. It'll probably be actually be Bowen that starts. Instead of Ramsey, but then, yeah, everything else is as it is. But yeah, I think it's one of those where if I didn't feel so strongly about triple captaining Salah this week, because I think it's by far the best game week of the season for anyone. I don't think anyone else is going to get any of the premiums are going to get a better combination as a double game week. I think if I wasn't so sure on that, if say if Liverpool were playing Norwich and they were playing West Ham, for example, I'd probably not pull the triple captain. I'd probably, although I've got my two West Ham, but say they had a trickier double game week, I might have actually bench boosted this week instead. But like if you look at my FDR and yeah, Liverpool's double game weeks are rating a 39, which for a double, generally anything over 35 is pretty good. Yeah, it's like it's the perfect double game week for them at the moment. So I couldn't bring myself to bench boost, especially with I don't think Soufal keeps a clean sheet this week. I think Newcastle look a lot better recently.
So t tell me then, are there any benches you've seen, or in what circumstances do you think if you landed with a particular team, you're better off bench boosting than triple captain?
There's a few examples. I think when you've got some if you've got premium players sitting on your bench, then yeah,
Like
it's
Cancelo.
like Cancelo. Yeah, then it's definitely a question you have to ask yourself. But a lot of it then has to go down to your own sort of personal feel about it. So like my bench, for those listening on the audio, is Foster, Cancelo, Bowen, Soufal at the moment. Now, I don't think Foster scores more than 4 points, really, with his double game week. Bowen could go off against Newcastle, but I'm thinking I'll probably start him over Ramsey. Ramsey could go off against Watford anyway. Cancelo could easily get 6 points. Soufal, I'm not sure with how Newcastle have looked in the last sort of couple of weeks. I'm not sure how confident I am over with Soufal keeping a clean sheet, which is, I think if I was confident on Soufal keeping a clean sheet, I'd probably be more likely to swing towards the bench race. And there's going to be a lot of people out there with a West Ham defender as part of their bench for next week, you'd imagine.
What about if you were to do Soufal to Tarkowski and then bench boost? Because I think Bowen and Cancelo should definitely... like I would prefer Bowen and Cancelo ahead of King and Dennis, for example. I'd rather start them than those two. No, genuinely.
Yeah, I know.
Score King and Dennis.
I know exactly what you mean, to be honest. Yes, it's just a tricky one.
So what were your plan moves? What were your plan moves?
My plan moves was Jota to Salah.
Yeah.
And, oh no, it was a -8 is what I planned. Jota to Salah, Ronaldo to Jimenez, and Varane to Robertson.
Varane to Robertson. Okay.
For a -8. So I think Robertson could cover that -8 alone. Next week, Jimenez has got, he's got the...
Why do you want to take Jota out?
Because I need to get rid of... It's either him, Rafinha, or Fernandez that has to go. Or Bowen.
I'd rather leave Rafinha or Fernandez. I don't know. Do you know what? If it was...
I could get rid of Rafinha instead. And not do the Varane to Robertson move. Because that would leave enough.
So if this is a long-term thing, then I think having Robertson instead of Jota is okay, right? But for short-term, you're not planning to wildcard for a while, right?
At the moment, I probably wouldn't wildcard until at least 32.
Right, okay, so then maybe keep, I don't know.
Like, my thoughts at the moment is to probably free hit 27, free hit 30, bench boost 37, triple captain 26. Is that all my chips? And then wildcard somewhere in there. Somewhere in there that leaves me with a nice plan where I can set up a team of 15 doublers for a bench boost in 37.
So if someone was saying to you, I don't know whether or not to bench boost or triple captain, then what circumstances would you say they should do the bench boost over triple captain based on their bench? Because right now, I think you should.
Yeah, but let's say we started Bowen and Cancelo over King and Dennis. And so I had King and Dennis on that bench with Soufal and Foster.
Yeah.
Would you bench boost then?
No.
So exactly. It is exactly the same squad.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same 15.
Yeah,
it's
but just, I wouldn't.
It's the look
I
of
wouldn't
it.
Because I think Bowen and Cancelo, but you're determined to start King and Dennis, right? Which is why,
you're talking me out of it now. You've basically spoken.
I don't know. What did the chat think? Do you think you would start King and Dennis over Bowen and Cancelo? I personally wouldn't.
Start one of them. You'd probably start one of them and then. So
I definitely
could start
Bowen for sure.
Start Dennis and then, or start King and then drop one of
Or
them and
definitely ahead of
Ramsey.
Ramsey. Definitely ahead of Ramsey.
It's Watford, though, isn't it?
I know, but still, Watford
That's
have
what...
been tighter at the back recently.
Have they?
And
They'd be
remember,
pretty awful.
Newcastle out without Trippier as well.
I mean, he could be a big miss for them.
He'll be a massive miss for them.
But they just, I think there's a whole aura now around this Newcastle side where they're full of
Don't forget
confidence. Two, they haven't
how massive
lost.
Bowen is.
How massive
Bowen's
Bowen
fucking
is.
on fire. He's on fire, mate.
Even when he shoots and the shot's rubbish, it still goes in off someone's hand or
Yeah,
something.
mate, quality. He's playing so good at the moment.
I think every, like, I don't think there's a general rule at the moment with like the bench boost. Like my feeling is game week 37 will be a big, like a better game week to bench boost, because I think you can have more double game week players. More games generally mean the potential of more points. So that's my
So we've
feeling.
got a few people messaging in the chat. So Stian says, after a massive disaster in game week 9 with Havertz, I'm again going against Salah and triple captain TAA. I wouldn't bench Flying Dutchman says, I wouldn't bench Cancelo, I don't think. Same goes for Bowen. Stian says, Cancelo, Bowen and Broha have good single fixtures. They might and probably will outscore a lot of double game weekers. Flying Dutchman says the question should be, is there a better possibility down the line to use the bench boost versus is there a better option to use a triple captain? The answer is yes to the first and no to the second. Yeah, that's a fair argument. And he says, I would definitely be starting Bowen. I'd also start Cancelo ahead of Ramsey and King and Dennis. King or Dennis, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and I mean that's exactly what I just said. Like game week 37, I think is the best with how it looks like it will shape up, and maybe next week, like maybe we get some more rearrangements in the next few days, and maybe next week we can look at how we think that week shapes up. But we know that there's going to be at least. I think it's 12 teams that double.
Yeah.
Like, it could be one of the biggest double game weeks.
She could
Like,
have eight doublers.
could have eight doublers. Could have
Sorry,
15
four
doublers.
doublers. Yeah.
Like,
Now on the bench, I mean. On the bench, I mean.
yeah.
Four.
And not have, like, there needs to be too much effort to even get there.
Just remember, the only thing with game week 37 is there's a lot of rest, right? Generally, is what we find is it's not often people play two fixtures because there isn't a lot for them to play for a lot of the time.
Yeah, I mean, you'd think with how, like, you'd definitely think that the teams in the top sort of end of the table, there's going to still be a lot to play for there. Like if you try and predict the table slightly, like you'd think West Ham, Wolves, Arsenal, Man United.
They'll all be fighting for something,
Yeah,
that's true.
Spurs maybe if they turn up. Brighton are there or thereabouts. Leicester, Southampton, like they're all teams that if they put in sort of between now and game week 32, like put in a little run of results, then things could change. And like Chelsea have been dropping points there for, they're slowly creeping back into that pack of everyone. And who knows, City could hit a purple patch of form and like drop off a little and Liverpool catch up. Can't see it happening, but like you never know. Football's football, isn't it? Like they've got three tricky games coming up. So yeah, if they drop points against Spurs and then they play Everton, then they drop points against United. Like they haven't won at home against United for like 3 years.
I think I saw Andy Martin's bench boosting, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah, he had a really strong bench.
But yeah, I just personally, I feel like there's a better opportunity there in 37, okay. Even though we don't know what that opportunity will look like.
Okay, a question then. If your bench outscores your triple captain Salah, yeah, so the difference between captain and triple captain, the 15, 20, whatever it'll be, do you think you'd be like, shit, I should have bench boosted? In terms of, would you see that as, because a lot of people are saying the argument is, if your bench boots outscores your triple captain, that means I should have bench boosted. Whereas a lot of people argue and say, well, actually, no, that doesn't, you're not taking into consideration.
It depends where you would have, yeah, it depends where you would have put your triple captain instead.
Yeah.
What if you go and put your triple captain on Harry Kane in game week X? Say they double in, let's have a look. Say they double in 36. And that's the only opportunity you have of triple captaining a player because you haven't decided on anywhere yet. And one of their games is Liverpool away. Or something like that. Like, the best opportunity to triple captain someone actually becomes even worse. And then your player doesn't do it for you. I think that this week you've got the best fixtures, the best player, and then 37, you've got the best group of fixtures possibly to play that chip. And yeah, you can't turn around and compare them. If, like, you need to tell me where you're going to put your triple captain chip then, if it's not going to be this week. And you're telling me that your bench boost is going to score more than my triple captain. Yeah, but how much is your bench? Is your triple captain going to score? So, which you don't know, because the game weeks aren't there. What if the schedulers for the Premier League don't schedule in the right game week for a potential player to triple captain? You're fucked, aren't you? So, yeah, I've
all right.
I think just knowing that fixture's there, just, yeah.
Okay, let's move on then to game week 26 and players to target and bring in. Let's first, a lot of people have been asking about strikers. So let's answer some of these. Might as well get these striker questions out the way because a lot of them does lead into this chat. So Stian asked at the beginning, with Watkins now in danger rotation due to poor form, what forward, not Broha, would you recommend for the double and onwards? Glasgow said Weghorst seems the obvious choice, but obviously we don't know whether or not he's fit at the moment. And then Flying Dutchman also asked, what are the ideal forwards for this game week? So let's think about for this game week then, what forwards would you bring in?
Raul Jimenez. Yeah, like, I think it also depends.
He's got a single. Oh no, he's got a double.
He's got the Leicester double against Leicester with that Leicester defense at the moment. We've seen it over the last few weeks. It's been awful. Then Arsenal, slightly trickier game. But then if you haven't got that flexibility, I think if you've used lots of your chips already and you're not planning to use a chip in 27, then Raul Jimenez works because he doesn't blank in 27. And then
yeah,
he doubles in 26, doesn't blank in 27. And then they'll potentially have another double shortly as well. So I think that works out. This Wolves side, like, as we mentioned a few minutes ago, they're up there fighting for a place in Europe at the moment. Like, maybe not the Champions League, but for Wolves, somewhere like the Europa League would be huge for someone like Wolves. Kind of like how the Europa League was a huge thing for West Ham. So
yeah,
they're going to be up there fighting. He hasn't got bad fixtures coming up. West Ham away, Palace at home, Everton away, Leeds at home, Villa at home, Newcastle away. They're all games where when Wolves turn up, like, he could get returns. And the next tricky fixture is game week 33, where it's City at home. So he's got, seven fixtures? Eight fixtures, which he could potentially return in the next seven game weeks. So, you know, I really... Is it eight fixtures? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Yeah, eight fixtures in the next seven game weeks, which he could potentially return in. If you haven't got a chip, if you are planning on blanking in 27, I might take a gamble on Lacazette. If you're feeling fruity.
What if Weghorst is fit?
Then I think it's a no-brainer. Because of the double, then the double.
Yeah.
A
lot of people, though, are free hitting in 27, so they don't care about next week.
Right? I mean,
but for me, I would. I'm thinking about bringing in Jay Rodriguez. depending on how if Weghorst is like out for a few weeks, why not?
I mean, you'd fancy one Burnley, like Burnley, to score against either Brighton or Spurs. Like they've been finding goals hard to come by, but like Brighton going to be weaker defensively at the weekend.
No dunk.
So you maybe fancy, like, I think Weghorst is a big part of if Burnley score or not. I don't think I'd want Jay Rodriguez if Weghorst wasn't there, because I mean, the way against United a couple of weeks ago, he was brilliant, and like the way that Jay Rodriguez was able to sort of just play off his shoulder and play a lot further forward, and that's how the goal came eventually. I don't think I'd want a Burnley forward if Weghorst isn't there, but then if he is fit, then I wouldn't mind either. But then, and again, I think Burnley, like, I think defensively you're better off going for them, and it all depends on your chip strategy, if you're playing a chip in 27 or not.
So let's talk about Arsenal, because you don't have any Arsenal players, do you, at the moment?
I don't know.
And you're not bringing any in, are you?
No.
So are you worried about not having an Arsenal defender? Two home fixtures against Brentford and Wolves.
A little bit. I mean, I did toy with the idea of, instead of Varane to Robertson, doing Varane to Ben White or Tierney. But then I...
Because if they keep a clean sheet, we're fucked. A lot of people, like... Their ownership, like, at least
it's because of Ramsdale. So
will be like close to 100% ownership.
Yeah, like ownership. Look at Ramsdale's 20% owned. It's the first time a goalkeeper's gone to 20%. I think this season, because people have been chopping and changing around the goalkeepers a lot. A lot of people are going to have Ramsdale plus one. But even there, there's no Arsenal players in the top five owned defenders.
There will be, though, this week.
There isn't at the moment. A lot of people are going to be using their transfer to bring in Salah still.
I don't know.
He's only 50% at the moment. Well, he was 50% at like 3 o'clock this afternoon. But he was like 48% at midday. So he could have gone up to 55, 56% by now. And I think by deadline, I think he'll be back to 70, 75% again. But yeah, I can't see any Arsenal players really going into that sort of 20% owned, other than, well, obviously Ramsdale.
Okay.
So I don't think they're going to
Other
be.
players to bring in?
I don't think.
Any other players that you think people should target this week then?
Well, yeah, Liverpool. I think
Oh, outside
Palace.
of Liverpool.
I think Palace. They've got the Chelsea fixture, but then they've got the Watford one. So they could be someone to punt on if you need to free up funds, especially if you need to free up funds to get, say, Salah, like an Elise, or Edouard. Right, I'd rather have Edouard this week than I would King or Dennis.
So one that I like is Tarkowski, simply because the Leicester and Palace are really vulnerable from clean sheets. I think they're playing them in 27, aren't they?
Yeah.
So if you're not on a free hit next week, I think it's worth a minus four to bring him in, because essentially you're getting four fixtures for two. Something that I'm considering taking a minus four. I think potentially Kone as well as an option. With if Weghorst is injured, Kone's been playing in that kind of striker position, hasn't he,
Yeah,
recently?
I think, yeah,
They
before he got
don't score a
injured,
lot.
Corne was playing almost like a 10, and since Weghorst has come in, he's like Corne's moved out onto the wide left. But you'd imagine that if Weghorst is out, then Corne comes back in, and he's amazing value. What's he? He's less than 6 million.
5.9.
Yeah, less than 6 million. So he could be great value. And even if he's playing out wide left, he's got that quality there that he could pick up a return. This Burnley side are a lot better than, like, they're a lot better. They look a lot better than they were for a few weeks when, well, Corley's been out since, what, November?
Flying Dutchman says it's Burnley, though. I'm not convinced by their assets. We'll probably free hit in 27 and then try them out, but otherwise I'm steering clear. I think one of the reasons why I'm looking at them is because I'm aiming to wild card in 28, which means that I've got this week and next week to try and get. So if I get two in this week, add another one next week, then they're out in 28 anyway. So for me it kind of works. But I fancy Tarkowski and me to score from a corner, to be honest, with Leicester and Palace's vulnerability from corners.
Definitely against Leicester. Leicester look horrendous at defending set pieces. Like,
Yeah.
Man United are bad at defending set pieces, but Leicester are awful at the moment. And yeah, I think, yeah, one of them is going to get a return. I mean, I'm probably going to, in 27, with my free hit, I'll probably double up on Pope with one of Tarkowski or me. And I wouldn't even be scared of the triple up defensively,
Yeah,
really.
neither would I. No.
I probably wouldn't, because there's other games where I'd fancy like someone to keep a clean sheet. But yeah, it's they're definitely options, but I think, again, it, yeah, depends on your what your strategy is moving forward.
Okay. All right. So let's look at. I know we've spoken about it. Is there any other players worth bringing in or targeting, or have we pretty much covered it?
Yeah, we've covered sort of the, yeah, couple from Arsenal, the Burnley, obviously Liverpool. I mean, Spurs have got one, like they've got City and then they've got Burnley. I just don't fancy any of the Spurs players. Watford have got the double, like against Villa and Palace. I think if you own King or Dennis, then that's enough. And then
Yeah.
with Wolves, yeah, Jimenez. None of the single game weeks, really. Maybe Brighton, like Trossard, or Maupay.
Broha, a lot of people are looking at Broha.
Yeah, Boca against Everton, but then Everton have looked a lot better the last couple of weeks,
And
really.
then that was against Leeds.
Yeah, well, yeah, they've looked better than Leeds have. Yeah, I think there's a lot better out there for game week 26 that I'd want over Broha. But 27, he's definitely then an option to either bring in 27. I mean, people are probably looking at cheap players to come off of Ronaldo, go on to a cheap forward to then be
Yeah.
able to get someone up to a
Salah.
Salah. Yeah. So that's why people are looking at players like Broha. But yeah, why not someone like Edouard instead? Like, who's got the double plus the good fixture in 27. Or
Okay,
even, as you said, Corne's not really an option because it's the
midfielder.
forward, isn't it? Yeah.
I think we've covered all the questions in the chat. Let's just quickly have a look at game week 26 then, where I mean we've spoken about it, but do you want to just kind of go again what you're looking at doing then?
Well, I think I've probably ripped up my team now. So it'd be Guaita over Foster. So Guaita will start. I fancy him to score more points than Foster overall. Davis, TAA, and then we'll say Robertson for him for Varane. We'll say Bowen will start instead of Ramsey. Then Salah, Fernandes, Rafinha. Dennis, oh, we'll say Cancelo will start over King, and then Jimenez in for Ronaldo. I still might. I'm really tempted though now to go Rafinha to Salah. I might just do that and then have Salah and Jota, because I think that if Salah's not playing, Jota's on the pitch, so I'm still getting some points coming in then. But then I'd have to, and I'd probably might even go with an Arsenal defender over Varane.
But then, do you need to do that? Start Cancelo instead of Varane.
Could do.
Save the minus four. Start Cancelo instead of Varane. Start Bowen instead of Ramsey. And then just do Rafinha to Salah
Ronaldo to Jimenez.
and Ronaldo to Jimenez.
Yeah. We'll go with that. We'll do that.
Have a think anyway, but
Yeah, I think it makes sense. And like Rafinha, I think he just needs to get a move to a better team, basically, doesn't he? Really, he's like a top quality player, and he's just
only thing you need to
playing at
think
that
about
elite
with
side.
Rafinha is fixtures from game week 28 are better,
But
but
it's still a very poor lead side. He needs Bamford in that team.
yeah.
Yeah, they need to not have any injuries for him to become an option again, because that's where he's suffering, is there's just not the quality that he needs around him to be able to perform. So yeah, I don't think. I think if I get rid of Rafinha, I don't think he comes back. Especially with how they finished the season. They played Chelsea, Palace, City, Arsenal. I think in four of the last five or six games. So yeah, it's just if he goes, that's it. He's gone. Yeah, he won't be coming back.
All right, so we look at my team then. and the way that I'm looking at doing is I've already done Sterling to Salah. And I'm probably going to be doing Lamptey to Tarkowski and Madison to Corne, and then benching Antonio, so having Antonio first bench and starting Tarkowski and Corne. If Weghorst is fit, I'll be doing Antonio to Weghorst and Lamptey to Tarkowski. That's probably what I'm doing. And the reason I'm doing that is because I really want Tarkowski, but I've got zero in the bank. So the only way that I can afford it is by doing another minus four and downgrading Madison or Antonio. So it leaves me 11 for 27 as well. So I'll have 11 starters for 27 as it stands. The only people not starting will be TAA, Jota and Salah. Everyone else is playing in 27, so I don't need to free hit, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that was my only thought with having free Liverpool was, yeah, would I need to free it? Although it's something that I could probably assess next week. So I haven't got any Chelsea, haven't got any Arsenal, but I've got the free Liverpool. Maybe that's when I move Jota out. And then bench TAA and Salah for the week, which would be just insane. But it could be something that saves my free hit for a later game week to really attack, because there's sort of two or three really tasty game weeks in these sort of last 12 weeks.
Flying Dutchman saying, if you hold Rafinha, you hold surely.
Yeah, if I keep Rafinha in my team, then yeah, he stays until probably 34, or until my wild card, probably, which could be as late as 34 or 35, depending on. Right, we need to see where these double, like what, how these double game weeks are going to line up, because we know that pretty much every game week for the rest of the season could be a double game week. So we just need to see how that lines up, and then I can decide when I want to wildcard to try and take advantage of as many double game weeks as possible to, yeah, try and just climb up those ranks. Because, yeah, it's been a horrible season, but it could potentially be a really good end to the season for me. Potentially. Not making any promises. It's probably going it's going to involve one or two big gambles, I imagine. And you know me, I'm not ever confident at a gamble. Whilst yourself, you love a gamble, so you like Bowen triple captain, it paid off.
Paid off massively, mate.
Yeah, so there we go. We weren't even podding when you did that.
No, I know. I couldn't even know about it.
Yeah, I didn't even know you'd done it until like halfway through the game week. I was like, fuck me, he's got a big score. What's he done? And then I saw that you triple captain Bowen.
Right, I think that's it. Anything else to cover off, Rob? Did you want to give a mini league update?
Yeah, we better do a mini league update because, something might have changed, but it hasn't. The top two are still the top two from when we last did our mini league update. But we'll run through the top 10. We've got Rich Kirk up there. He's just finished with 73 points in the last game week. In 10th, Jonathan Theobald down to 9th. Avsal Razic remains at 8th. He scored 72 points this week. Scott down to 7th. I think he was top 3 at one point. Shrirag Sashidharan. Sorry if I've completely butchered your name, but he's in up to 6th. 83 point gay week for him. Patricia Hart in 5th. 73 points. In 4th, Jatin Malik with 76 points, as was up to 3rd, Matthias Bjørgv. Really bad at these pronunciations.
You're doing well with these names.
But I know the next one. In second place, forever QPR, with 83 points this week, is Pontus Gundlik. Remains in second place. And still in first place, but Pontus has closed the gap a little bit on him, is James Twiddy. James leading the way for that shirt. We'll get him a Lingard shirt. He's an Arsenal fan, so he loves Lingard. A funny story to say, James goes to the same football. James's son goes to the same football class as my son on a Saturday morning, and they were saying to the kids, "Oh, you've got to run up and put the ball." That's 4-year-olds. Run up and put the ball, like kick the ball in the goal. Then you've got to do a celebration, and like you can maybe do like the Ronaldo. You could go "Sue," or you could. Then he was like looking around at all the kids in their kits. He's talking in an Arsenal kit, and the coach went, "Oh, we could do an Arsenal kit. What celebrations do they do there? Oh, they dance like Jesse Lingard, don't they, at the Emirates?" So yeah, we'll get him a Jesse Lingard shirt if he does win the league. But yeah, well done to all those that are in the top 10 and miles ahead of me at the moment.
Not difficult, is it though?
No, I think James is like 200 points ahead of me, maybe even more. It's that bad.
We've
But I
got a
mean,
quick last question.
I think he's in the top 100 somewhere, like the
We've
top
got a
100 overall.
quick last question, Rob. Bench one, Reguilon, Cancelo, King, Bowen. From Big Geek.
King.
Yeah, I probably agree with that, King.
If like
Right.
I think with how what we've spoken about in the last sort of hour, I think we've kind of you've convinced me that yeah, that's like Cancelo or Bowen over one of the Watford
Well, I was
strikers.
debating
So
between King and Regulon. I think it's quite close between them two, but I'd probably bench King.
yeah, I don't, you'd hope Spurs somehow managed to keep a clean sheet, maybe against Burnley. I don't think it's going to come against City somehow. They were brilliant last night as well, so.
Right, that is it then until next week. Good to be back and recording again. So thanks for tuning in. You can find us on Twitter at FPL underscore happy hour. We're also on a number of podcasts and our YouTube channel, FPL Happy Hour. Please like, subscribe, and share, and all your retweets are really appreciated. Good luck for this game week, and we'll speak to you next week. Take care. Bye bye.
Cheers, guys.